بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يقلب الله الليل والنهار، إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار.
Verse number 44. Allah alternates between the length of the day and night. Indeed, in that alternation is a lesson in the power of Allah and His oneness for those who have foresight.
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ فمنهم من يمشي على بطنه ومنهم من يمشي على رجلين ومنهم من يمشي على أربع يخلق الله ما يشاء الله على كل شيء قدير.
Verse number 45. And Allah has created everything that walks on the face of the earth from a drop of sperm. Some walk crawling on their bellies, i.e. snakes, while some walk on 2 feet, i.e. humans and birds, while others walk on 4 legs, i.e. livestock. Allah creates whatever He wishes, including things mentioned and unmentioned. Indeed, He is capable of everything, nothing is outside His ability.
لقد أنزلنا آيات مبينات والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
Verse number 46. Verily, I revealed clear verses unto Muhammad, peace be upon him, wherein there is no ambiguity. Allah guides whoever He wishes to the straight path, in which there is no deviance, which in turn leads him to paradise.
ويقولون آمنا بالله وبالرسول وأطعنا ثم يتولى فريق منهم من بعد ذلك وما أولئك بالمؤمنين.
Verse number 47. And the hypocrites say, "We have believed in Allah and the Messenger, and obeyed Allah and His Messenger." Then a group from among them turns away. So after claiming to have faith in Allah and His Messenger and obeying them, in reality, they do not obey Allah and His Messenger in fulfilling the command to jihad in Allah's way and the like. In truth, those who turn away from the obedience of Allah and His Messenger are not believers, despite claiming to be.
وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
Verse number 48. And if these hypocrites are called to Allah and the Messenger, so that the Messenger can pass judgment between them in matters they dispute among themselves, they will reject His judgment due to their hypocrisy.
وَإِن يَكُنْ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ.
Verse number 49. Yet if they know the truth to be in their favor, and that He will judge in their favor, they will come to Him submissive and humble.
أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مرض أم ارتابوا أم يخافون أن يحيف الله عليهم ورسوله بل أولئك هم الظالمون.
Verse number 50. Is there a chronic illness in the hearts of these people, or is it that they are in doubt as to whether he is the messenger of Allah, or is it that they fear Allah or his messenger will wrong them in judgment? No, it is none of the aforementioned. Rather, it is because of a defect within their souls, due to their turning away from his judgment and their opposition to him. After the stance of the hypocrites who rejected the judgment of Allah and his messenger was mentioned, the stance of the believers who are content with it was mentioned also. Allah said,
إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Verse number 51. When the believers are called towards Allah and His Messenger, for Him to judge between them, their only reaction is that they say, "We have heard His statement and obeyed His order." Those who possess this characteristic are the ones who are successful in the world and the hereafter.
وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ.
Verse number 52. And whoever obeys Allah and obeys His Messenger, fears the outcome of sins, and prevents the punishment of Allah upon themselves, by fulfilling his commands and refraining from his prohibitions, only they are the ones who achieve the success of both the world and the hereafter.
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَئِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ لَيَخْرُجُنَّ قُلْ لَا تُقْسِمُوا طَاعَةٌ مَعْرُوفَةٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 53. The hypocrites take the strongest and far-fetched of oaths possible upon Allah, saying that if you were to command them to march out to jihad, they would indeed do so. O Messenger, say to them, "Do not take oaths, for your lying is well known, as is your claimed submission. Allah is well aware of your actions, no action of yours is hidden from Him, regardless of how you try to hide them." Beneficial points. 1. The diversity in the creation of Allah is evidence of His power. 2. From among the traits of the hypocrites is their turning away from the judgment of Allah, except if it is in their favor. Doubting spiritual illness and thinking ill of Allah are also some of their traits. 3. Submitting to the judgment of Allah is one of the qualities of the believers, even though it may not be in their favor. 4. Obedience to Allah and His Messenger, together with fearing Allah, are both the means to achieving success in both the worlds. 5. Taking false oaths is common behavior among the hypocrites.
قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ.
Verse number 54. O Messenger, say to these hypocrites, obey Allah and His Messenger both physically and spiritually. If you turn away from their obedience, as you have been commanded, then His responsibility is only to convey the message, as He has been tasked. Whereas the responsibility you have been tasked with is to obey and implement whatever he has brought. If you obey him in whatever he commands you to do, and refrain from whatever he prevents you from, you shall be guided to the truth. The messenger's responsibility is only to convey the message clearly, not to carry you onto guidance or force you upon it.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ
Verse number 55. Allah has promised those of you who believe in Him and perform good deeds that He will help them against their enemies and make them rulers on earth, just like He made the believers before them rulers on earth, and promised them that he would make the religion of Islam he prepared for them established and dominant. He also promised that he will change their circumstances of fear into peace, as long as they worshipped him alone and did not ascribe partners to him. Whoever shows ingratitude after all those blessings are the very ones who leave the obedience of Allah.
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ
Verse number 56. And perform prayer to perfection, give zakah on your wealth, and obey the messenger in whatever he commands you with, together with leaving whatever he prevents you from, in the hope that you shall be safe from your fears, and be successful in your objectives.
لا تحسبن الذين كفروا معجزين في الأرض ومأواهم النار ولبئس المصير
Verse number 57. O Messenger, do not ever think that those who disbelieve in Allah will slip away from Him when he intends to punish them. Their abode on the day of judgment is hell. What an evil abode hell is. When Allah previously mentioned the rulings of seeking permission for the mature, free people, here he mentions the rulings of seeking permission for servants, those who are free but have not reached yet maturity, and children when they do reach maturity. He says,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا ليستأذنكم الذين ملكت أيمانكم والذين لم يبلغوا الحلم منكم ثلاث مرات وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُوا الْحُلُمَ مِنْكُمْ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَحِينَ تَضَعُونَ ثِيَابَكُمْ مِنَ الظَّهِيرَةِ من قبل صلاة الفجر وحين تضعون ثيابكم من الظهيرة ومن بعد صلاة العشاء ثلاث عورات لكم ليس عليكم ولا عليهم جناح بعدهن طوافون عليكم بعضكم على بعض كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم.
Verse number 58. O those who have faith in Allah and act upon the law set for them, your free immature children, male servants, and female servants, should seek permission from you thrice, at three times. Before the morning prayer, at the time of changing from nightwear into daily clothes, in the afternoon, when changing clothes for the siesta, and after the night prayer, because it is the time when you remove your daywear and change into your nightwear. These are three times of privacy for you. They should not enter your rooms except after taking permission from you. Apart from these times, there is no harm in them entering your rooms, nor you entering theirs, because you frequently have to move around one another, and so it would be an inconvenience to prevent them from entering, except with permission. Just as Allah has made the rulings of seeking permission clear to you, He also makes clear the verses that show the rulings He has laid down for you. Allah is ever aware of the requirements of His servants, wise in whatever laws He passes for them. Beneficial points. 1. Following the Messenger, peace be upon him, is a sign of being upon guidance. 2. Conveying the message is the responsibility of the Messenger, whilst guidance is from Allah alone. 3. It is necessary for the caller to Allah to expand efforts in calling to Him, but the results are in Allah's hands. 4. Faith and good deeds are means to attaining authority on earth and peace. 5. Establishing prayer, giving zakah, and obedience to the Messenger are means to acquiring mercy. 6. The servants and children should be disciplined in seeking permission at times where people's privacy is compromised. 7. Difficulty in matters should bring ease in rulings.